We're doing the Ktur Shana Ruf Mekochim. We're doing the Alachot of Shmoneh Esrei, the 15th chapter, Alacha Chafchet, Amitpalel. Tzir Sheichaven Belibo Pirush HaMilim Shemotzi Bispatav. In prayer, one should have in mind, what do these words actually mean? Simple understanding. What am I saying? Tzir Lechaven Bechol HaBrachot. And one is supposed to have intent in all the blessings that one makes. All the blessings of Shmoneh Esrei is what we're talking about now. And if a person can't have intent in all the blessings, he should at least have intent in the first blessing, the blessing that's called the blessing of Avot. And if one did not have intent in that first blessing, even though he had intent the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, but that first blessing is imperative. And if you miss that, you got to start from scratch. Avalata, even though that's the basic halacha, but nowadays, en chozrin bishvil chason kavana. We don't go back. Even if we didn't have intent that first lesson, we don't go back. Shav b'chazra karov u'shelo yichaven, because we're almost certain that we'll mess up the second time again. If we didn't get it right the first time, we're almost certain we won't get it right the second time. Yimken lama yachzor, so then why review it? Ach kivan shmeikar adin ro'yei lachzor, but being that technically the halacha is that if you didn't have intent in that first blessing, you should repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Tzich lishtadel b'chol yecholto. One should try with all his strength to litametz lechaven itev bibracha rishona. Work hard at it to have intent that first blessing. V'im nizkar lifnei she'amar baruch ata Hashem shebesof habracha. And if you're at the end of the blessing, but you haven't yet said baruch ata Hashem at the end of the blessing, and suddenly you realize you weren't focused at all, yechzor me'elokei Avraham. You should go back and start from the words Elokei Avraham. Don't repeat the Baruch Ata Hashem in the beginning of the blessings, but start from Elokei Avraham. Atam shekpidu kokach bevirkat avot. And the reason our sages stressed this first blessing, lefi sheyah chashuba yoter mishar brachot, that one is more important than the rest. Sheyesh bagdulat Hashem uzchut avot rishonim ugulat achonim, because that blessing encompasses the greatness of God, right? Kel gadol gibor nora kel elyon. And we mention the merits of our forefathers and the redemption of the later generation, our redemptions as well. So really that blessing is of utmost importance. Now, I personally find that blessing is very difficult to have intent. I find it very difficult. And it took me a few years to realize why. I think, I'm embarrassed to say, but I think the reason it's so difficult to focus on that blessing is two reasons. Number one, which is the lesser reason, is because you're just entering Shmoneh Esrei, and before you know what hit you, you're already three blessings inward. You've already said three blessings, and then you say, wait a second, I should be having in mind what I'm saying, I should be focused. But I think that's the lesser reason, because I think that a person can overcome that once he's learned this halacha. So a person pauses before Shmoneh Esrei and he tells himself, okay, this is it, I gotta have intent here. And even after a person does that, usually I think people find it difficult to have intent the first blessing, because the first three blessings are focused outward. We're talking about God. It's only in the fourth blessing that we start talking about ourselves. It's much easier to have intent in blessings when I'm asking for something. I'm asking God for understanding. I'm asking Him for health. I'm asking Him for parnasa. That's easy. The first blessing isn't directly related to me. It's all about Atah. Blessed are you. You are Kel Gadol Gibor Nora Kel Elyon. And so it's a lot harder to have intent, I think. I think that's probably one of the main reasons why it's harder. And if we remember that it's the key blessing of Shmoneh Esrei, so then we could also bear in mind that it's also the introductory blessing of Shmoneh Esrei. We're introducing ourselves, God. You are Akela Gadol Gibor Vanura. You're the awesome, mighty, etc., etc. And we're also saying, but you knew my grandfather. You know, you are the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We're connected. It's introductory, and I think also one of the keys is to pause before we start, And then when we know, this is the blessing that's key, that if you missed it on this one, then the rest is like, you have to have intent, but it's not as important as this one. So then hopefully, if we put all these thoughts together, hopefully we'll be able to muster kavana on this blessing.